Welcome to the Common Sense Mentoring Classic Series. In this classic audio presentation, you'll discover why some principles of success are truly timeless and have empowered countless independent business owners, just like you, to live life in balance.
There was a gal that I talked to here that talked about her flight, and she sat by a pretty successful older gentleman, and she was just talking to him. The thing she took away from that is something that I think we can all think about and learn, and it was this very principle. She said what he talked about was just one little success, the difference between really successful people and people who have just a small amount of success is the fact that once you get that success, you have to reset a new goal. You have to start with another thing you're working on. It's too easy to get comfortable and decide, oh, we're okay now. We've got that achieved. But you have to keep resetting new goals. I wondered if you'd all looked at these banners. It says, I will dream with fire. I will lead with fire. I will play with fire. Not your children, but I will play with fire. I will live with fire. And I think we have to carry that enthusiasm into our lives. I'm speaking to myself almost more than anybody else. Your number one priority and job in this business is to get and keep yourself ignited. That is what will do more for your business than any technique, anything you do. We have to start with a small thing. But a dream is like a fire. And I was just camping with my kids. I took a few little pictures with my phone, and I wanted them to show you. We just went camping just this last weekend, and we had a great time. But I was going to liken a dream to a fire that you're starting. And how do you start a fire? You've got to have a spark, don't you? A match. What do you need next? You Boy Scouts or Cub Scout leaders? Gasoline, yeah. No, not gasoline. What's the first thing you need? What's that little kindling or tinder, some sort of something really easy to start with, don't you? That's your shrubbery dreams. That's your little dreams that maybe you had a little dream when you first came into the business. So you need a little dream. But the little dreams, when you achieve them, that create belief for the big dreams, don't they? It rained one night. And really, half of the day while we were there one day. And here's these little kids coming in trying to build a fire. And so I'd give them a handful of matches. And I says, you've got to find some dry stuff. It won't burn the wet stuff. And sometimes we go along and our dreams get a little wet, don't they? The fuel for our dream gets a little wet. And that's when we have to look around sometimes for something else that will excite us. Give us a better, bigger dream. So we have to sometimes find some new fuel or just remain strong, be persistent. Sometimes we get shifting winds, don't we, when we've got a fire started. And if we're not careful, it can even blow the fire out or blow smoke in our eyes. And that's no fun. And so sometimes those dreams are painful. Life happens. And we have to learn to be flexible and to hang on through the tough times. Sometimes we don't have enough fuel, and we have to go looking for more fuel. But it's a lot like a fire. I hope that analogy helps you remember that that's what you're doing. You're building a big bonfire of a dream to keep you ignited, to run after your dream. John's always been able to start big fires of dreams and enthusiasm for us in our family. He's humble, he's teachable, and he is definitely full of wisdom. So here's John to teach.
Keep yelling and then I won't have to talk. You know, people can be doing the same thing, or they seem to be doing the same thing, and some of them will just be getting unbelievable results. And some of them just won't be doing very well. Have you noticed that? And that's totally cool if you're the guy that's doing well. It is the pits if you're not, you know. You look at it, I'm doing the same thing as that other guy and I'm not getting any results, right? We're going to talk about what the problem is. It's hard to do the dance very well if you can't hear the music. One of the things that precipitated this was a guy said to me, he says, if I do the plan 15 times a month, how soon will I be making this much money? And I thought, I don't know. It varies, you know. He asked me, he says, John, because his dad is always telling him that I'm good at something. You know, if it wasn't for Randy, I couldn't do anything. But he says, so how do you know when you got a good one? When you found one that's awesome? And I thought, I don't know. I really don't. And so all of that precipitated a thought in my mind and that I was, why? How do you know? How do you know, you know? Then I heard a story. And you know, with me, everything's some story. Tyler, he's always complimentary. He says, it's good to follow John because it makes me feel so young. We've become a living thing. This is going to be, write this one down in your journal. This is going to be something you're going to look back and say, holy cow, that was a whoosh. But you know, when we just first started thinking about the possibilities of it, Randy calls up and they had a little get together at his house to kind of talk about what they were thinking about, you know. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. People came in from all over the country, and we get in there, and it just, people were getting emotional. Randy couldn't talk. Valerie couldn't talk. Nobody could talk, you know. It was just crazy. Well, isn't that the way that people that are successful, you think of the great people in history. Well, this story that I heard, there was an old Indian that came to a doctor, a medical doctor, to get treatment. And he didn't say anything, and he didn't say anything, and the doctor says, what can I help you with, you know? And he says, the Indian just never said anything for a long time. He was just studying this doctor. He was really studying the doctor. And finally, the old Indian said to the doctor, he says, can you dance? And the doctor, huh? You know, he just didn't get it. And then pretty soon it started, he realized he was talking to a medicine man. A man that had done a lot of healing and things like that. And it was a medicine man. And so finally he got around, he says, can you teach me how to dance? That's what he asked the old Indian. Can you teach me how to dance? And the old Indian says, I can teach you how to dance, but I can't teach you how to hear the music. You know, I've thought back many times about when I first saw this. Oh, it was like unbelievable. And I'd go talk to people and they'd look at me like I was a lunatic. Why? They couldn't hear the music. And you can go through the great men down through history and the women and that, Columbus, he'll tell his story about coming to the United States and before it was the United States, and he could hear the music. And that gave him courage to do some of the most unbelievable things. Remember the time when, I don't know if you saw the movie, but he got right down to, they were all going to just kill him and get him out of the way so they can go home. And he says, just give me a week and then you can kill me. You think about the founding fathers, you think about, wherever you've come from, there's people like that that have done great things in your life. The other night, I was watching Randy Haugen show the plan. I says, Randy, that was unbelievable. Well, I've only watched him show the plan a million times. It wasn't the words. It was that you just knew that Randy could hear the music. He could see it. He could feel it. He could hear it. He could smell it. Right? Martin Luther, Mother Teresa, Gandhi. You know, you could go on and on and on and on and on. I can teach you to do the dance. Do 15 plans, read the books, listen to the audios, do all this dancing. I'm not doing the dance, but I'm just not very effective. Why? Because you haven't heard the music yet. When Randy called me up and says, we got this thing going, I thought, I couldn't hear the music anymore. I could do the dance, but I didn't want to do the stinking dance until I could hear the music. Because then I knew it would be effective. I said, Randy, I know one guy on earth that I've got about that much credibility with. It just can't work. You know, because I wasn't hearing the music. I had a little story I came up with years ago, and Bob McEwen reminded me of it. They actually wrote a book about it. You can read about it in a book. I do these things, and they write books about me. I'm so famous, but on this same subject, one day it occurred to me that people think we're crazy. The people in my neighborhood think I'm the most... When are you going to retire? You're the only one around here that can afford to retire. Why don't you retire? I don't know. And I realized, I lived on a farm when growing up, and every once in a while a dog would take off after a rabbit or a cat, and it was just a circus. You know, they just like they tear down the cockeyed bushes and go through things, busting down stuff, knocking people over and that. And it occurred to me that, can you imagine what you'd think of that crazy dog if you couldn't see the rabbit? And so I've used that analogy for a long time to tell people that that's what we're doing when we go contacting. We say, there's a rabbit over there. Can you see it? And a lot of people look over and say, there's no dang rabbit over there. I'll say, oh, okay. Hey, there's a rabbit. Can you see it? Oh, my gosh, there's a rabbit over there! Right? Ah! There's a lot of people in this room that can't see the rabbit. You know why they're here? They hope and pray that the rabbit's over there. You see, I don't know the rabbit. I can't see him yet, but oh, I wish. So you say, can you see that rabbit? And they'll look back at you and say, no. Are you sure there's a rabbit over there? And you say, yeah, and if you'll hang in with me, pretty soon you'll be able to see that rabbit, right? And so they come on faith, and you can see the transformation when they start seeing it. It's like, oh, I've had several of them come up today. When we get them started, they're just like, crying. I got in because my friend forced me to get in, and now they're just, I can see the flipping rabbit. Well, anyway, I had a gal come to me one time and say, can I write a book about that? And I said, sure. And crime, she's probably made millions off of it. But this other one was even better. It was the music. You know, what causes the music? Where does that come from? I don't know. The guy that showed me the plan, it was the first plan he ever showed. So he came and did the dance, and it was effective, but he could hear the music for just a few minutes. If he'd have gone to anybody else first and got a no, I don't think he would have ever come to me, because it would have taken it away. But when he talked to me, it was perfect. He could hear the music for a little bit. And so it does kind of come and go. And we keep doing the dance, and sometimes we can really hear the music. And what I had to do was think, oh, man, if I'm going to do this again, I don't want to be doing it if I can't hear the music or see the rabbit. Or I've somehow got to find some reason that that'll really make me hear it and see it and feel it, or I can work my tail off and accomplish nothing. We spend time. And when I was with Randy the other night and he did this incredible plan, and oh, duh, how many ways can you do it? Well, you can do it and not hear the music, or you can do it and hear the music. And it's totally different. And great leaders get really good at helping other people see it and hear it and feel it. Mostly because being around them just inspires you. They say, oh, he can see something, you know. And so a lot of times, I don't know how many people we've had come to a function just to quit. I'm just going to go one more time. Well, everybody gets to that point. And if something doesn't come along to set them on fire again, they're gone. And so there is a music, and you can hear it. How many of you ever heard about Rudy? I mean, it is. I love that story because it's such a stupid dream. You know? Rudy was from a family that just loved to watch Notre Dame football. And somehow this little tiny guy got a dream to play football for Notre Dame. His dad just encouraged him not to do it. Your uncle was a dreamer and he just got all screwed up. Don't do that. And his dad just felt sorry that he was going to get his nose bloodied and he's going to feel bad. Oh, my poor little son. But this kid just got on fire, you know. And I'm going to go play football for Notre Dame. Told his girlfriend that wanted to marry him, that'll have to wait. Well, when you make that wait, you know that he's hearing the music. You know what I mean? It's like, what is he hearing for crying out loud? Leave her. His dad begging him not to and everything, you know. And he went through, oh, unbelievable junk. Because finally, the reason they let him even be part of the deal is because they had some little guy that the big guys could beat the crap out of in practice. That's the only reason they put him on. And he went for years doing that. And finally, what happened was, at the end of this movie, you'll see that the credits show that every son up until Rudy stayed right at the mill working as laborers. Even the big one that could have played football for Notre Dame had all the talent and all the everything. He was a mill worker forever. Well, Rudy has changed the lives of so many of us, and every son after Rudy and graduated from some university somewhere. And so that dream raised the potential and the power of generations of people. So where do you suppose the dream comes from? I'd always tell this story. I said, I was out doing meetings with this couple, and they said, you need to put on your seatbelt. And I said, why? Are we going to have a wreck? And they said, well, we don't think you're going to have a wreck, but seatbelts save your life. Well, how do you know they do? Well, we was in the car and we was driving down the road and I had this feeling we should put on our seatbelts, and we did. We got the whole family in their seatbelts, and then a car pulled in front of us. We had to swerve. We ran into a cement canal and it would have killed us all if we hadn't been in our seatbelts. And I said, so that told you that seatbelts is a cool deal? And they says, well, yeah. Well, you dang dummy, it's whatever told you to put it on. So anyway, I had a guy one time say, you know, I've been using that story to close the deal. I'll tell him the plan and I'll tell him the whole thing and then I'll tell him the story. And I'll say, now, if something's telling you to put that seatbelt on to do this business, maybe you ought to do it, right? I said, oh, pretty good. So I tried it once and it worked. What's the problem? Well, the problem is it was. I heard another story that was this couple of girls were driving along in a car and it got hit at an intersection and it just hit it so hard that it lifted this girl right up, and she was sitting on the lap of the one that was on the other side of the car, and it smashed the car right up to the two of them. It would have killed them both. I mean, it would have killed the one for sure, but that's what happened. And so they called back home and told the parents, and the dad said, so she's okay? Yeah. He says, didn't she have her seatbelt on? And they said, no, if she'd had her seatbelt on, she'd be dead. Why? She was always the one in the family that insisted on putting our seatbelts on. So when they interviewed her, she says, oh, I had my seatbelt on till just before the accident, and something told me to take it off. So we're here, and a lot of people, especially the C's or whatever Rome talks about, they want to know how to do the flipping dance. You know? Tell me how to do this thing. Well, I'm telling you, the dance won't be worth 5 cents if you can't hear the music. Love you guys. I'll bet you this weekend sends a lot of you home with a song in your heart, belief in your mind, and you're going to, well, the great leaders are always such an inspiration because they help us to see things that we can't otherwise see, hear things that we can't otherwise hear, and we just have to open our hearts to that kind of influence. Randy one time told me, he says, you know, you didn't want this, and you didn't want that, and you didn't want the other. And he says, you just didn't want any of it, really, did you? And I says, no, not really. He says, what else don't you want? And I says, I don't know, but I'm sure you'll come up with some darn thing. Right? And what's that made of my life? Unbelievable stuff that I could have never imagined in a million years. And so the people that'll do that for you, you love them. You want to be around them. You want to help. You want to try to hear what they're hearing. You try to see what they're seeing, and it will just make your life so rich and so wonderful. And be very aware of the people that try to make you believe that there's no rabbit, that there's no music. Don't listen to them. Listen to the ones that are telling you it's there, and keep looking, keep doing the things you need to do, and pretty soon it'll get crystal clear, and it'll make everything you do effective and powerful. Love you guys.
This classic audio presentation was created to assist you in your personal development, furthering your leadership skills, and building a sustainable business. While no one can guarantee success, we hope that the principles discussed here will enable you to experience greater confidence and the satisfaction of genuine accomplishment. This is a copyrighted program of Common Sense Mentoring. All rights are reserved.